Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to Candleshore. I gotta tell you, I've been sitting here for a while, thinking about how to approach what I really want to say. I guess the best way to say it is to put it in a kind of a scenario. So, I meet this person, a woman, who claims to have gone through a lot of challenges in terms of being physically abused as a child by both parents. I assume molested. In fact, I know molested as well. Basically, was the victim of a lot of people who sat around and did nothing about very bad things that happened. And so, this person grows up, marries early, and marries a very weak person so that she could exert control. And he married a very strong person who's just like his mother. Fast forward 30 years. Eventually, the husband leaves. The woman cuts her hair, gets a bunch of tattoos, begins taking martial arts, gets a very advanced belt, one of the darker ones, like brown or black, and begins to espouse how she is a champion of those women who are being abused. Sets the task of teaching martial arts to women. Like, men and boys don't get abused. I understand that, okay? After all, it only happens to women and girls. You all know that, right? And wants to reinvent herself, place herself on a platform where she can protect the innocent. I assume she means innocent women, because God knows she doesn't talk about protecting men. Because there are men out there who are victims of a lot of violent crime. But that's okay. That's up to us, right? We take care of our own. All that said and done, I want you to know that this person talks on and on and on about all the things she's learned in her years and years studying in, I guess, at least traveling to Japan, studying here for many, many years, all the wonderful things about her sensei, teacher, blah, 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 blah. So, this woman, and this is just a scenario. She reads my work, learns a little bit about my story, and is impressed. I'm glad she is, because I'm not. We begin to talk, and the one thing I notice is an absolute lack of humility on her part. This, of course, is in complete contradiction to the martial arts. She says to me, in effect, "I believe you to be an honorable man who tries to do the right thing." And of course, she says, "I do too, all the time." I begin to tell her that doing the right thing very often leaves people very much alone, because a lot of people don't really want to do the right thing, or they don't want to do the right thing unless other people notice it. I know that sounds jaded. I don't want you thinking that I think all people are bad, or even many people are bad. I just think most people are lazy and cowards. Let me continue. So this champion of the innocent, who tells me that she admires my work, conveys to me the following, that she works for a friend of hers part-time, that the friend has three children that are special needs. They are mentally and physically challenged, that the friend does not parent her children the way a prudent parent should. Now, mind you, this woman has children, who, by the way, have issues with her, but that's for another day. So I want to make it very clear to you. You all know I don't have children, but you do know Mark loves the kids. But I don't want you thinking this is what I'm about to tell you is just, oh, you know, he's never had kids. He doesn't know. And that's a load of crap, by the way, because, you know, we all have two opportunities of a parent-child relationship. The first time is when you're the child. The second time is when you're the parent. And while you may not be the second, you sure as hell have been the first. All right. So, on this particular day, the woman is telling me, and this is unsolicited, I didn't ask, about how she was working in, I guess, kind of a living room kitchen environment. One of the children, I think 4.5, 5 years old, unsupervised, crawls up onto the stove. Again, a mentally challenged child. And for the sake of anonymity and privacy and all that other stuff, I don't want to get too specific. Just trust me. This is not good, people. Crawls up onto the stove. And there's an island in the kitchen. You know, like the kind of island that you cook at, you know. Preparing to jump across from the stove to the island. Now, the mother sees this and kind of turns around. Oh, that's the way boys are. This woman in question, the one who inspired this particular subject matter today, says, and I'm quoting what she told me, I don't think that's very good for him to do. It's very dangerous. The mother replies, oh, that's the way boys are. Now, I want you to understand that when the woman in question is telling me this, she's looking at me in disgust, like she's talking badly or saying how much she disapproves of the mother of this child or these children. I'm expecting the woman in question to tell me how she got up and did something. I said, well, what happened? Well, I just turned back around with her and started doing my work, but I just couldn't believe it, Mark. I just couldn't believe it. So they're turned away from the child, so he jumps and barely makes it. Got lucky that time. So she's really going at about this, how badly this woman is a parent. Finally, I can hold it in no longer, and I say, what the hell is wrong with you? She's surprised at my outburst. I'm not reading this, by the way, guys. I'm just trying to be very thoughtful in how I express this. The rage in me has subsided somewhat. I said, why didn't you get off your butt and go take that boy down? Well, now I want you to understand that this woman in question, a black belt, you understand that, whose life's mission is now to protect the innocent. She says protect women, but okay. I assume she means innocent women. Who is a parent herself, who has studied years and years of the martial arts, philosophy, and in practice. And she begins to make excuses as to why she did not want to upset her friend. Well, it won't do any good. It's not my place. I'm telling you, my friends, my head felt like it was going to explode with anger and frustration at the woman. I said to her, I hold you more responsible than the mother. It's quite possible the mother's an idiot. But the woman in question, of course, like me in my childhood, a victim of people sitting around doing nothing, making excuses about how not to get involved. I said to this woman in question, I said, if it had been some woman in a parking lot and some guy was approaching her, oh, that you would get involved in. But let it be we don't know that the woman may have stolen something from the guy, but you don't know. But an innocent special needs child on a stove top preparing to jump across onto an island. You can turn your back on that. That's no problem. Why? I say, is that because what? No one would see it? God help me. Lord, please give me strength. You don't understand, you know. I know you're right, but she's trying. She was just really, I said, well, at the very least, why didn't you? I'm not going to bore you with the details. Let's fast forward now. So she tells me, the woman tells me, I'm going to not work for her anymore. She sends her an email. Now, I want you to understand all this information is coming to me unsolicited. The woman in question is trying to get me to say, hey, I'm proud of you. Oh, was she mistaken? Because in the email, do you think she said, I don't know why she wouldn't tell the woman to spot or why she wouldn't call her up. In the email, do you think she mentions the incident about the woman's child? No. It has to do with money and opportunities being nothing to do with the real deal. So I said, you know what? Now, before I tell you what I said to this email that she was looking to get patted on the back for, I want you to keep in mind that this is a person who intends to tell her story about all of her childhood abuse, okay? Who tells me she can handle herself in any situation. How she's not afraid of anybody. This is someone who boasts about her physical prowess, her emotional fortitude, and of course, her honor. So she says to me, Mark, I sent an email to this lady. I want to read it to you. Not one word about what it really happened. So I said, you know, I didn't realize you were a liar. I want to make it clear to you, my friends, I set a higher standard for the woman in question because she's the one who bragged about just how wonderful she is. You talk to this woman, you think she'd walk on water, according to her. Normally, I would have kept my opinions to myself, although you may find that hard to believe, but normally I would. But in the face of a person who has enlisted my help to try to help her cause, I said, you didn't mention one thing about... Oh, Mark, I can't go back and undo history. This is her reply to me. So she lies about why she's not going to work. It's because it's her friend. What kind of strength can you have? Oh, it's so easy, my friends, to go out in public and shoot off at the mouth. But you can't even handle your own business in your own house. You know what? The Bible is so correct. And for those of you who find the Bible offensive, to hell with you. Because it's right about a lot of things. I don't care. I know, I get that. The Bible, the hell with you. Get it? I don't care about its inconsistencies. There are some things in the Bible that get it just right. And I'm referring to the statement or the chapter or the verse or whatever it is that says, charity begins at home. Do you think this honorable woman, this black belt in karate, this really, according to her, inspiration to beaten women everywhere, do you think she admitted it was a lie? No! That's not a lie, Mark. I said, I'm sorry. The reason you told me you were going to... Well, yes, but this is true also. Very interesting that this was not the first time she'd seen this woman do really bad things for her kids to put them in danger. It wasn't until I brought up the fact that I thought she was part of the problem, because we can only be one of two things, ladies and gentlemen. You're either part of the solution or you're part of the problem. Now, I personally don't go around proclaiming to save the world. I've never studied martial arts beyond the most, well, I took a year and a half, 2 years of kung fu. What? I don't go around patting myself on the back saying, hey. No, all I do would stand up if I'd been in there. And believe me, my friends, this is not a man who's sitting here telling you he would do it. I have done it. I will not allow children or innocent people to be victimized. And I will not in my presence if I can help it. And I sure as hell have no problem making a scene if it's going to protect somebody. This woman, you know, this master of the martial arts, if I believe her, and now I'm starting to wonder, maybe I don't. And I'll tell you why. Because when I express my frustration, and I don't, not yelling, not in your face yelling, just like, what? Her statement was, I'm feeling attacked. Now, it seems to me, boys and girls, that if you have been molested and physically beaten up over and over as a child, you know what attacked really means. Having someone expressing an opinion, albeit an impassioned one, or maybe looking at you and say, hey, you are a liar. That's not being attacked. There were times in my childhood when I went, I think we went up to eight, I think it was 8 to 10 days without eating once. My brother and I. I'm not making it. I think we had ham fat. I think that's all we had to eat. We were so weak, they had to carry us out of the house into the car. I remember this. So I never say, even when I'm really famished, I'm starving. See, I know what starving is. I have starved. Fortunately, it was only once that bad, but I know what it is. I would think that if a woman has been abused and all these horrible things happen, sending across from a guy who's saying basically, what? This is not what you told me. And you're going to look at me and say, I feel attacked? You know, I feel sorry for children today. I feel sorry for innocent people. I feel sorry for good people today. I really do. Because the world is full of these self-proclaimed champions. And really, I guess it just goes to show they come in all shapes, colors, genders, everything. Gutless wonders who pretty much say, do as I say, not as I do. It's so easy to point a finger at somebody else. I look at some of these groups, and I've been involved over the last little while about women's groups wanting to protect women. I got nothing against women. I understand that. But when you look at how these women treat their own children, it just makes you wonder. That's what makes me sick. Do you understand what I'm saying? But the next time you see somebody complaining about how abusive their partner was, insert name of man here, because that's the way it always goes, isn't it? Watch how that person treats her own children or lets other people treat their children. The next time you see a guy who's, walks at, I'm a big guy, I can take care of anything, and then he's scared enough, can't go up to anybody in his own family and stand up for these people are cowards. And I'll tell you something else, real heroes, real champions, really good people, don't keep talking about what they're gonna do. They just do it. I'm disgusted. And what more importantly, I am absolutely afraid for children and the innocent, male and female, today. I hope this makes you think. And if I'm talking to people out there, if you're listening to me and you're the one who's perpetrating this disgusting behavior, you need to really put yourself in check. Think about what you're doing. Don't expect someone to have any empathy for you if you can't have empathy for somebody else. I'm thinking of another thing she said to me. Mark, life is not always black and white. Not always, but most of the time it is. There are right and wrongs in this world, my friends. There are good people and there are bad people. Just bad, just evil. When do we stop being able to make a judgment about things? My God, isn't anything wrong? I don't understand how you can have a child on top of a stove unsupervised and say, well, you need to look at it from a different perspective, Mark. What other perspective is there? Please protect the children. Protect the innocent. Because that is the only real, surefire way of beginning to protect yourself. This is how you can begin to make a joyful noise. Please think about what I've said, and I'll see you back here soon.